So for our ninth podcast, we've decided to do something else a little different. We're both big fans of the game Football Manager. Probably some of you have heard of it. And we decided to have a little talk about it. Our experiences with the game, when we first started playing it, and the times that we played it together.
Yeah. Thijs has been, I'm playing it a lot longer than I have. Yeah. Probably a lot more than I have, but we both have had a few, I would say, without being offensive to you, overall, when our multiplayer ones, I've some.
Sorry?
On our multiplayer ones.
Yeah. We've had a few saves together. But first off, let's save that for later because it's the juicy details and we want to, you know, keep everyone intrigued and to finding out the juicy details. So I'll just tell something about my own Football Manager experiences before we head to that part. So I started playing Football Manager when it was like Football Manager 2010. So roughly 10 years ago when I was 12. At that time, because the game can be quite complicated, there's a lot of little hidden mechanics that can determine quite a big thing of the outcome of the game. I wasn't very good, and I got quite frustrated with the games at time. And I mean, it was quite a complicated game for a 12-year-old, I'd say. So I kept playing. I always like played with PSV at first, and then eventually played with some other different teams. Until like Football Manager 2015, I'd say, where I actually really got hooked on the game and the addiction began. I had a few interesting saves, one of which was in that year with Yeovil Town. Yeah, and I don't know why I picked Yeovil, but I was like, oh, I mean, they look interesting. And so I went to play with Yeovil and I had like a great time. It took them to the Premier League and the Champions League. And then
their strips inspired by Celtic.
Yeah, so also like I liked the green and white hoops because I think it was around the time that I had my first trip to Scotland, or maybe when I was going to, and I kind of took an interest in finding out more about Scottish football. But I didn't want to play in Scotland, I wanted to play in England. And I saw their kit and I was like, oh, that's quite cool. And so I played with them. I don't really follow up on like actually Yeovil anymore. I remember the first actual team in 2015 that I played, like my first FM where I got really into it, was Barry, who just recently got kicked out of League One and have just a few days ago heard that they can re-enter football in the 10th tier of English football. But I had some difficulties with them and they sacked me. So. But that goes without saying, I was very sad when they actually went bust. No hard feelings, Barry. No hard feelings. But yeah, another one. Yeah, that's another one that I played was Telstar.
Telstar.
Have you heard of them?
I have.
Yeah, a small team in the Netherlands, and I took them to absolute greatness, and it was probably one of the most fun saves I've ever had on Football Manager.
Yeah, I mean, they're the best saves when you get properly attacked.
Yeah.
For me, my history with Football Manager, I played the mobile game around about the same time as I got into it, about 16, 17. Purely down to the fact that the top I had at the time couldn't get FM. Even now, my laptop can't get FM. So I only really properly started playing the full game in FM 19.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, my best saves game have been our multiplayer ones. But in terms of my own personal ones that I've done, I had a good one with my own team, Green and Morton. I had a good one with AC this year, where I've got them in the championship again, which with Erling Haaland up top. Pretty fun. And I had a good one. It was a journeyman career where I started off FC Eindhoven, completely snaked them 2 months in and went to FC Zurich. Completely snaked them, but I stayed at FC Zurich for 4 seasons. Done all right, and then got sacked.
Yeah, all right. Damn. Yeah, I've had a few interesting ones. Like, honestly, I tend to go for a club and play for a long, long time. I tend to go for like a small team. Like another example is 2016. As you might know, and as you of course know, I've spent some time in Bulgaria on my like exchange studying abroad. And this period, it's like, you know, it was amazing. And it gave me a lot of insights. But before all of this even happened, I had a save with a Bulgarian team called Septembri Sofia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like the Bulgarian league is so complicated. Because I cannot explain it, but this save was so much fun. And as well, I took them to absolute greatness. And I implemented this policy of only signing players from Slavic countries or like Eastern European countries, with yep. which I included Greece and Turkey, because they're kind of from the Balkan area of Europe. But yeah, it was such a great save. And it was, I think, Football Manager 2016. And then, you know, it all spiraled down from there. Oh, yeah. I was so addicted to that save, honestly.
So, my first ever save, though, on mobile, the first one I would say I got addicted to was on mobile, was with Fairman.
Oh.
And I went quite far with them, and I really, really, really got hooked to it. Like, I would actually be at football matches yeah. playing FM on my phone.
Wow. Yeah, I've played FM on my phone, like, on a few occasions, but I never really like got very intrigued on my phone.
Once you start playing it on PC, you can't go back to it.
Yeah. So I started playing on PC like pretty much from the start when I started playing FM. Yeah. And then I kind of noticed that it was on mobile as well. So I was like, oh, I'll just check it out. And I didn't really, feel it.
Compared to the PC version.
Yeah. So, I mean, I always play with PSV at least once, like every FM, but I never really go far. I always tend to like stop after a few seasons and then go into my project, as I call it, you know. And I've already got one lined up for next year. And like what I sometimes also like to do is, you know, create my own club, and then I just go into Photoshop and make a logo, you know, all that good stuff. And like I spent hours, you know, creating like a backstory, going to the editor, like finding names for the stadium. You know, in the native language as well, like put that on the badge. And I tend to go for obscure countries. Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you've told me about a few projects like that. I've been pretty mental. In terms of multiplayer ones between me and Matthias, being that's my main kind of experience on it, we've had a few interesting ones.
Yeah, that's for sure. And it doesn't tend to go extremely well for me, mainly when it's against you. In our most recent save, I've arguably done better. But the first one that we played together on FM 2019 is one I would rather forget.
Was that that was a Germany one?
Yeah, so we decided to play in Germany.
Yeah.
And we've actually done three now that I remember.
Yeah, we've done three.
Yeah.
Two of which
didn't go well at all. But we decided to play in Germany, and my favorite team in Germany is Borussia Mönchengladbach, who are like currently quite at least a top six team in Germany. You know, they have good players, they have quite a decent amount of cash to invest. So yeah. I was excited for it, and you went with Schalke, who had been on a downwards spiral over the last few years.
So, again, just picked them purely out of my quality.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any, you know, the only few teams I don't really like in Germany are Leipzig and Bayern München. But, you know, for obvious reasons. And then we got into it, and I didn't really sign anyone because I felt like my squad was good enough to, you know, get content for a top six finish, European places.
I brought in one or two players, not many.
Yeah, but, you know...
My biggest signing was what was his name again? The boy from Wolfsburg, the CDM, sort of some G.
Gilavogi.
Gilavogi. He's my biggest signing. Yeah, million. And we don't know what exactly happened to Matthijs, but he ended up with Mutchin going back in the relegation zone and getting sacked.
Uh-huh.
And I was in the contention for the top spot. I'd beat Bayern Munich twice.
Yeah, he was doing so well, and I couldn't figure out why it was going so bad for me, because I had the players, I had the right tactics, and I had done stuff before that worked for me in the past when I was playing in Germany, for example. But it was just like nothing seemed to go my way.
And before anyone thinks this is editors being used, Matthijs hosts all our servers. I've not posted one.
Yeah.
So I haven't put editor on anything. I just got extremely harsh outcome because I had no experience in the game. It just seemed to have went well. The next one was in France.
Yeah, and for this one, because neither of us, I've personally, in my 10 years of playing FM, I'd never managed in France before.
Yeah.
I mean, you haven't either. A fun idea that we thought we'd try was to take two of the fallen, well, not fallen giants, but, you know, PSG just rose so high that there was not really any falling. Both of us picked a team, and I went for Marseille, and you went for Lyon.
I went for Lyon, yeah.
And we each decided to use the editor and give ourselves a lot of money.
Give ourselves enough money to kind of compete with PSG.
Yeah, so like same standards as PSG. So we were hoping to get somewhere close to, you know, contesting for the title in France.
Yeah.
And I remember personally, I started off doing very, very poorly.
Yeah.
Again, for some reason. But then for me, it picked up after a while. I started doing better, better. And then came this one infamous match. But first, who did you sign?
So the players that stuck out, I managed to get... I'm a bit sneaky at times. I do a lot. When we done that, save because I knew it was going to be a short-term one, I'd done a lot of incentives. They were promising money and stuff to the team for the year periods, etc. So, two of my main signings were Dario Benedetto, who Matthijs may have nightmares with. The game he's going to explain soon. Giannis Hagi. I brought in Ruben Neves. Who I was still bringing? I had Willie Orban at the back with Nathan Ake, I believe.
Yeah.
I signed a pretty decent team.
You signed a lot of players, and for me, I didn't know about...
A lot of youth players.
Yeah, I didn't know you were going to use that exploit, so I kind of, you know, trailed there, and I splashed out on a few players, which didn't make me have enough money at the end, and kind of disrupted my financial fair play as well. But I signed Eden Hazard. I got Miralem Pjanic. Matthijs de Ligt.
Yeah.
And famously and infamously, Jonas Hector.
Yeah, so Matthijs went for superstars. I went down the route of who's good in FM.
Yeah. I was first of all checking also where do I need reinforcements, and these were the main areas. Also, I had Mario Balotelli, who in the game has some absolutely insane stats, but it never clicked for Marseille for me. He was not very good, let's say that.
Anyway, then me and Matthijs played each other.
Yeah, I think I had to go away to Lyon, and I don't think I did anything special, like, in preparation for the game. You know, I was like, maybe a little tweak here or there. But it'll be fine. I wasn't expecting a big win or a win at that, because my current form at that time was all right, but I had drawn a few games. And I think you had a better few games before this one. So I went into the game not expecting the world, but also not expecting to be blown away. that is what happened though. I got blown away, and it was pretty staggering. Let's say that.
Was it 7-0?
It was a 7-0, yes. And yeah. It's probably, I mentioned Jonas Hector before. He probably got the lowest average rating in Football Manager that I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was a 4.5.
Not 4.0.
A 4.0, maybe, yeah. It was, at least it started with 4. And I don't know if for anyone that's ever played FM before, it kind of, you know, shows in these little colors. Once you get above 7, it turns like light green. Yeah. And once you go like below like a 6, it turns like slightly red with like a pinkish tone.
A 6.0 tends to be a bad performance.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, true, yeah. And like a very like an 8 or 9 is very, very green. And this was like the darkest red I've ever seen in FM. And I also don't really know what he did so bad, because there wasn't really any highlight with him doing anything.
The only thing he done was a fumble. He done a Steven Gerrard and scored from that. That's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah, there was this one weird own goal that I conceded, right?
Yeah, it was a bit of a shambles for Tyson. That put play not save anymore.
Yeah, after that, it's like, I don't know. I was just like looking at my screen. I remember that, and we were just talking, and I was just like, you know, silent, and I didn't know what to do. Like, do I do anything now? Can I say anything? Who do I take off? Is there like any reason to take anyone off right now? But I just got blown away, and I don't even know the match stats anymore. But from what I remember, it wasn't even like that bad. I mean, it wasn't your favor, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it wasn't that bad, just it didn't go for you.
Yeah, it's probably fast very, forward, very effective.
Yeah, fast forward to this FM. Mm-hmm. We monetized on a slightly different project, where instead of going for two big clubs, we would start off in a lower league club and try and build them up over the course of the year. We chose to go for low league Scottish football, because Matthijs has a light idea, a much bigger idea of Scottish football. But he has more experience playing the game. We didn't realise he picked Stirling Albion, and I went for Stenhouse Muir. However, what we didn't realise was the financial of the two clubs.
Yeah, we just went in with I think that we were talking about, I was talking about using Queen's Park, because I was like, oh, that should be cool. But then in the game, they're an amateur side. So there's very, very little room to invest and to attract players to the club.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, like, when and how you decided on Stenhouse Muir, but
I quite like their name. I like Stenhouse Muir as a name.
Yeah, it's a very interesting name, and I mean, honestly, I like that kit. It's very nice.
Yeah, there's a lot I like about them.
Yeah, and then I was just looking through the teams, and I was like, I mean, I could go for any of them. And then I remembered there was this one time last summer we went to Stirling, and I quite liked Stirling, so therefore I was like, maybe that's a good one to go for.
Uh-huh. And League 2 was a resounding success for Matthijs on the league.
Yeah, so the first season that we played, my superstars, Dylan Baikie, Dylan Makin, if you're listening, love you guys, you were amazing. But we managed to win the league in the end, but it was like, I remember like the stress and the sweat I had like the last few games, because everything was going very smoothly until like the last 5 games. It was me and Cove Rangers who were like contesting for the title, and Cove Rangers were a very tricky team in that first season. Because they have a lot more financial capability than everyone else. And that really tricked me. In the end, I managed to win the league narrowly, but I did it. I also got a lot more funds in, because somehow I managed to reach like the semi-finals of the Scottish Cup in that first year.
Yeah.
And how, I don't know.
If the financial gap wasn't big enough prior to that.
Yeah, there was a financial gap like prior to that, but it was never that big after this. And I've been benefiting from this Scottish Cup run for like the next years.
Yeah, his finances almost tripled from that point.
Oh man, I got a lot of money for that, and yeah, it was I was very, very close to getting like to the final of the Scottish Cup with Stirling
It was
Albion from
crazy.
League Two.
It was crazy.
How? I don't know.
I came fourth and went up through the playoffs. So then we both spent our first season where I was nearly sacked.
League One,
Having
yeah.
nearly having been expected to just survive in League Two to get promoted. We found ourselves in coming into January in the relegation zone at Stenhouse Muir. Matthijs was doing well near the top of the table. And the board basically said you need to improve or you're gonna get sacked. And that's when the FM gods shone a light upon me.
They
And my
smiled
scout
upon Stenhousemuir. Oh.
recommended a certain player to me who'd just been released by Swan by the name of Liam Cullen. And at that point I needed anything. So I literally threw anything I could at him and he joined me. And Matthijs can tell you the rest with him.
He's been amazing for him. He's been your top scorer for every year that he's been at the club, and
Any
like,
goals or season,
yeah,
see?
and he scored a few against me as well.
Yeah.
So that's the perk of playing in Scotland because you play each other a lot, which is fun.
Four times a season, yeah.
Yeah, and some we've even met in a few cups, like the Betfred Cup, for example.
Yeah.
But no, like the League One for me was a completely different story than League One was for Stenhousemuir. I finished in the playoffs with Dumbarton, I believe. And then I need to think. I'm quite unsure about the other teams, but I remember like my playoff final was against Dumbarton, and it was a cracker. Like I remember I went like 3-0 down in the first game, and then we managed to draw that one, and then we went away and they went 2-0 up, and then I managed to win like 2-4 in the end.
Jeez.
Yeah, you were I remember you were watching it and we were just both amazed and like quite shocked because this would mean because you eventually with the help of Liam Cullen managed to survive in League One.
I finished fifth in the end, thanks to Lee.
Yeah.
So I missed out on a playoff spot, but I survived and they were happy with me, so I was okay.
Yeah, but this meant that for the first time I would get promoted like again to the
Yep.
championship and Stenhousemuir would stay in League One, so we would not be in the same league for the next season.
Yeah, which made it a slightly boring season. However, entertaining nonetheless. I ended up coming second behind my
Yeah.
button. And coming up through the playoffs the following year in League One again, Liam Cullen
Yeah,
banging them in for me.
I survived in the championship. Seventh, I think. So I was quite pleased with that. It was a very tricky season because it like I went down and up and down and up and I never really got into the like promotion contention, which I didn't
Yeah.
expect. You know, the Scottish League is so the leagues are so small that you can always like move a lot of places up and move a lot of places down. But for me, I was just happy to finish in seventh and not have to deal with any relegation playoffs and just get a little bit of cash in after the season as well, and just hope for the best with the playoffs for Stenhousemuir.
Yeah, and then we ended up coming up.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where we are to the championship season. Me and Matthijs in the championship. However, the tides have turned.
They
The
have, they have.
core I seem to have built up at Stenhousemuir over the years, because I haven't really signed any mega players. I've kind of my core of players seems to be benefiting me now. And I find myself in second place my first season of the championship coming into in January, fighting for the title with United, which is I didn't expect. The board challenged me to finish in a relegation playoff spot. Never mind second.
Yeah, I'm currently in fourth place though, so you know, but
Oh yeah, Matthijs is doing
quite a
well.
few points off as well. But I'm doing better than last season as well. But he's come in hot.
Yeah, I mean Liam Cullen again, as I mentioned in the past, firing me
Rolando
away.
Arons.
Rolando Ahrens is a major signing for me again. He's been incredible. I've got a boy called Douglas Hilton on the left on Man City, doing bits for me. I have my club hero now, Jack Purdue, who has been with me since League Two. He went off to County for a season, then he came right back to me. Scotty's doing fantastic. I've got Tannen, who's another player I signed I've had for a while, who's doing fantastic for me. It's just, I seem to have built a core over the time I've been going. And one player who used to play for Matthias, Pelman Bassi.
Oh, the goalkeeper.
Yeah, the goalkeeper.
And let's not forget about my German kid.
So Matthias, and when we're back in the first season of League Two, Matthias with money signed a German young star called Finn Stover, a regen. And he's done very well for him in League Two. Then, and the first season in League One where he got promoted. Again, he was still very young at this point. First season of the Championship, my second season in League One, Matthias said, do you want him on loan? So I was like, yeah, okay, I'll take any help I can get. So a bit sneaky when I put my offer in, though, and I put an optional buy clause of 1K, which Matthias, without reading it, accepted.
I didn't see it.
So at the end of the season, I just kind of took the option. However, to bite me in the instant karma, he's been rubbish for me, and he's never annoyed. He's not getting game time over. He's scored 30 a season, so, you know, he's probably going to get let go.
yeah, like, I was, at that point, I was like, oh, what have you done? He's like my hot prospect at the club, and I got him from Germany. Like, I looked at the German profile, and it said the hot prospect for Germany was him. And I just clicked on him. I don't know why I was checking the German profile, but I was. And then it said that he was available on the free transfer. So I was like, all right, just let's give him a trial. And then he came, and he actually accepted a contract. I had to splash out, but he accepted a contract. And I was very excited. But like my other hero from the save was Dylan Baikie, who in the Championship in my first season, like, helped me to stay up. I really liked him, but then at the end of that season, he didn't want to sign a new contract. And I was very upset. And he went to Cyprus. But like, whenever we're winning, like, there's always these news articles in FM. He's just like saying that he's excited by informed Sterling Albion. And I'm like, but you could have been part of the team. Why did you have to leave us?
You might still get him back over time. I'm
going to try, at least.
Me and Jack Hunter. He left, I was gutted, and I signed a boy called John Baldy to replace him. It wasn't quite the same, but then John Baldy left, and he gave me money for me to bring back Purdue, and it was a fantastic reunion. It's been incredible for me.
Yeah,
it was
some sad
times. The one surprising
times.
Factor, when I said it was your team, is, I don't know if you know, but you see my left back, Crispin?
Yeah.
I signed him back in League 2, because I need a left back, off of Brecon, for like £500 or something ridiculously cheap, and I thought he was going to be average for League 2. That's what he's predicted to be, average for League 2, and seasons later he's fighting for the Championship with me, and I've not once had to sign a replacement left back for him. He's been incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I've had like some of those players, but not really. I've had players from League 1, but I don't think I have anyone from my starting lineup that was with me in League 2.
He's the only one from League 2. Him and Purdue are the only ones from League 2. Yeah,
I still have some players around, like Dylan Macken, but he's like a sub. He doesn't really start, and when he does, he's poor to average.
Yeah.
But then, you know, we'll see what this season brings us. But then I wanted to mention one last thing. The Tunnocks Caramel Wafer Cup.
Oh, good God. Matthias is, what would you call it? Matthias is Dutch World Cup final.
No,
he helped it a lot.
I want to win it.
You've run out of chances now.
It's been such an annoyance, because like whenever I either or get far in the cup or think that I have a chance, I just get knocked out, like, or by Brecon, who have knocked me out countless times. And I'm very annoyed with them because they knocked me out when I was in the Championship and they were in League 2. But also, I've played the Celtic reserves like a few times in that cup, and then they rock up with players worth 5 million, which is like my entire squad. Like Karamoka Dembele, like few seasons into the save. Frimpong, they were playing for the Celtic reserves against me. I had like no chance. And
yeah, that's what it's like against Celtic at the minute in the game. Yeah. A quick wee thing before we finish, Matthias.
Yes.
If you were to pick your favourite player that you've ever managed in FM, or three of your favourite players you've ever managed in FM?
Three.
Give them a shout out.
From what I remember, can it be Regents?
Yeah, sure.
There was this guy at Yeovil Town, Kieran Agard. I don't know if you've heard that name.
No.
He's a striker and he scored for fun, absolute fun. And he was insane. For my Bulgarian save, Stefan Velkov, who was a striker who came through my own youth academy and he won the Ballon d'Or a few times.
Oh, wow.
That was insane. And then at FC Eindhoven, when I was playing them, I don't know which FM it was, maybe 2018 or something, I had this one Korean goalkeeper. It was Kim Sung something, Gyuk, I think. And he was like the best goalkeeper in the world and he was amazing. And like he loved to be at the club and I loved him.
Yeah, I mean, impressive.
What about you? Do you have some? And Dylan Baikie, like honourable mention, Dylan Baikie.
Well, my first one is going to be Scott. It's got to be Liam Cullen.
Yeah.
Purely because it came from nowhere. Every other save I've done, I've searched for him, and he always costs a fair amount of money from Swansea. So I don't know how he got released this season and how he ended out at Stenhouse Muir, but he did. I'm thankful for that, and he scores like I would be in League Two probably with him, so I'm impressed with him. So Liam Cullen, number two would be current Rangers player actually, Ioannis Hatt. But back in his days when he was at FC Vitoral, he was my go-to who I would sign whenever I had a big enough club to sign him with. Yeah. And he would always, even no matter what club I was signing for, if it was Leon, Bayern, if it was anyone, he would play and he'd play well. Don't know how, but he did. He was incredible for me. And lastly, it's a toss up between Weston McKennie, who we mentioned earlier, because I mentioned him in a previous podcast. I'm going to say Kevin Nisbet, who I had an online career with him, and he was my striker for Fairman, and he scored for fun. Just like Colin, scored for fun. Incredible player.
All right. Hopefully we can get into our save again soon.
Oh, my regen honorable mention was Jonas Damsgaard, who I had at Zurich and I took him with when I went there. So.
I want to also shout out Jonas Hector for lowest rating I've ever seen on the game.
I would also like to shout out Jonas Hector for helping me to work 7 against Matthias. Anyway, thank you for anyone who listened.
Hopefully it was somewhat entertaining still, yeah.
Yeah, any feedback, anything about FM you want to tell us about, any interesting stories, any similar stories, any mentioned that you also used and like, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
We apologise for the phone being a bit. As explained in the past, Matthias is away for a few weeks, so we're getting ahead of the game a bit here. So it's not quite the same as usual. Obviously, in the future, so we can't use constantly. So we got a few of the sort of fun ideas we had out of the way for this period in advance. So we hope you enjoyed. And for sure. As we've said in previous podcasts, come September-ish when the football is back, we're planning on having a few shows a week. We're planning on having one with the news, one just focusing on Scottish football and Dutch football, what's going on there, rants about it probably. Probably mainly for me, ranting about Morton getting all off my chest. And the occasional guest when we can arrange them. So if you enjoyed the podcast, please make sure to check out some of our ones. We recently done one compared Scottish and Dutch football. And we recently had a fantastic special guest from Click called Matthew Barrett, which is a fantastic interview. or podcast. Well worth checking out. But yeah.
Thank you for listening, and we hope to see you around soon.
Yeah, definitely. See you guys. Bye-bye.
See ya.